Hello, friends, greetings, and welcome to the podcast this week. My name is Liz Berg, your hostess, as usual, here at WFMU. And this week I've got a pretty cool, longish podcast. I found a ton of great, fun, new material on the Free Music Archive this week, and just couldn't help but putting together a long-ass mix of it all. So stay tuned, enjoy the podcast, and I'll be back at the end to let you know a little bit more about the music. Enjoy!
men stood together. All stood together on the deck for a charnel dungeon.
I'm not afraid of the wind. Oh, Propaganda. Thank you. Thank you. Turn the machine on.
Sonic waves combined in Brennan's brain waves. Supersonic brain waves.
If you'll turn the machine on.
Go ahead.
Mr. Bus-a-Lot lost control and crashed.
When the police arrived at the wreckage, Mr. Bussolot was laughing hysterically. He was arrested and sentenced to death by lethal injection. The end. About fucking time.
You made it for me, oh. That I'm in.
All right, friends. The podcast this week was full of live music performed at WFMU or music that I found on the WombNet label, who recently joined the Free Music Archive. The last thing we heard was actually from the Dual Plover label out of Sydney, Australia. The band was Royal Headache, and their song is entitled Eloise from the album The Blackmail. Before that, we heard from Big Troubles, who are from Ridgewood, New Jersey, and somehow related to Fluffy Lumbers, a kind of fuzzy pop band that I really like. Big Troubles, great as well, with a nice little shoegaze tune called Bad People, and that was performed live here at WFMU on Jason Siegel's program Talk Cheap on May 11th, pretty recently. Before Big Troubles, we heard from the Styrenes, classic Cleveland, Ohio punk band with Drano in Your Veins. And that was performed live here at WFMU pretty recently on the Cherry Blossom Clinic with Terry T every Saturday. Double Dagger came before the Styrenes with the song Half-Life, and that was performed here at WFMU on Marty McSorley's program on May 5th. The Dreams with another live cut from a WFMU performance. Their song was Palm Street, and that was performed on Brian Turner's show May 4th here at WFMU. Let's see, what came before that? Oh, Nathan Mounier with the song Buried Waiting off of his album The Beacon, and that was kind of the chiptune that we heard in the set. Mr. Bus-A-Lot with the song Caught, and that was kind of a hip-hop thing with a little sample in the end. And a curse word! Oh, it feels so good to curse on the podcasts. Mr. Bus-A-Lot from Test Screening of the Story of Mr. Bus-A-Lot. That was snagged from another free music site called Jamendo. Before Mr. Bus-A-Lot, we heard from Listen with Sarah, a collage artist that has had a lot of love from WFMU over the years. And we heard her song Dub Chapap from the Are You Sitting Comfortably album. And that's courtesy of WombNet. Womb Records was a label that Listen with Sarah and her husband put together a few years back, and then recently they changed it to a net label where they release everything free, download, Creative Commons, and all that good stuff. They recently hopped onto the Free Music Archive and are offering up some great audio collage and just weird kind of tunes. So if you're into that experimental pop stuff, check it out, WombNet on the Free Music Archive. Before Listen with Sarah, we heard from Codex Machine with the song SPY off of the Man vs. Monkey EP, which came out in 2007. Codex Machine from London, also on the WombNet label. Kenlo Kroknukis gave us Le Ochelag Swag. And from what I can tell, Kenlo Kroknukis is from Montreal, Canada, and sometimes plays shows with Squee artists. I think Squee started in Sweden. Anyway, cool stuff from a brand new record brought to the Free Music Archive by Error Broadcast. A Smile for Timbuktu came before that with Il Circo Smorfioso from the Silly Songs compilation found on Audio Overplay. A Smile from Timbuktu of Italy. Before that, we heard from Yang Yang with Organic Orgasm Remix, and that was the Farm Animal remix that got kind of crazy there. It's from a compilation on the WombNet label called Zoo, the Animal Hop Remixes. Just about every cut on that album is hilarious. Zoo, the Animal Hop Remixes, if you're into farm animal remixes. Asian Women on the Telephone of Moscow came before that with the song Semen off of their AWOT 3 album, which was just released on the Free Music Archive. Steve Liss and Sid Howells with Man Eating Badgers of Basra. That was kind of a short little experimental tune. It's from the album Stolen Owls May Die Fear's Owner, brought to the FMA by WombNet. We heard a few tracks from Moon Duo, an offshoot of Wooden Ships, from California, and the two tracks were excerpted from their 2010 South by Southwest performance, which is available in full on the Free Music Archive. Moon Duo played as part of the WFMU and Aquarius Records South by Southwest showcased just this year, 2010, back in March. Holy Balm came before that with Sweater, a sort of loose cover of the White Pants song of the same title. You could kind of hear it in there, but it was kind of a long jam, and I really enjoyed it. Holy Balm of Sydney, brought to the Free Music Archive, courtesy of Dual Plover. And the whole podcast started out with White Hills and their song Oceans of Sound, as performed live here at WFMU on the Evan Funk Davies Show from May 4th, 2010. Not that long ago. In the background, we're listening to Yacht and their summer song, available on the Free Music Archive for free download. Thanks so much for tuning in this week. I'll catch you back here next week, hopefully bringing you a live set of music from the band X-Ray Eyeballs. Until then, stay tuned to WFMU.